B-Pod Studios.
Because a second feeding of Scotts reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan with us today. Oh, it's going to be a little bit of a barn burner of a show, people. We got Mike Sielski joining us at 8 o'clock. We got Ricky Batalico. Babies, Trey. Babies. That's what Ricky called the bullpen.
That's what he called them.
Not just the Phillies, across baseball. And Ricky Batalico will join us at 9 o'clock today to get into that. We got a lot in the news. My goodness, a lot in the news. Phillies, I'm going to go ahead and say it. My own personal standard. Bob, this is just me.
All right.
Just me. I know it's not in reality. This is just in my idiot brain. This afternoon, must win. This afternoon, Bob, must win.
Those words were on the tip of my tongue in the 5 o'clock hour.
They're out of my mouth right now.
They are. They're still on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. No. Just me personally. I know I'm not. This is my own personal feeling. You can even call it a hot take if you want to, but I'm not making a blanket statement. Oh, it's an absolute must win for the regular thinking people. But for me, you're going to go face the Brewers next. If they lose this game, and then they go on and get their tails whooped by the Brewers again, they can't beat the upper echelon teams. Sure, beat the Marlins a bunch of times, or the Mets, whatever. They can't beat those upper echelon, those top-tier teams in the MLB. So, the hell with the Philadelphia, they can't beat anybody except the bad teams. No, beat some good teams. At least split this series with the Cubs, please.
Well, this is why you have a number one ace.
Yes.
Precisely to do this. Come in and stop the bleeding and get you 7 good innings, really good innings today. Get some bats flowing and see what happens.
It was the day of Coles yesterday in Chicago. 3 Coles, to be exact. We went in expecting 2. We ended up getting 3. We'll explain as the show goes on today. So we got a lot of Phillies conversation to get into. Another unfortunate loss. A couple of home runs hit by the Cubs were balls that just vanished. Were they incinerated on contact? That's what it looked like. The Anthony Rizzo home run. Trey, did you see that home run last night? It was a 3-run home run that tied the game at 3. Cole Irvin was working with a 3-0 lead. Third inning.
You know what? For a quick second, because we were up 3-0, so yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let me run upstairs real quick. You know, I'm going to go take a quick shower, and then I'll catch back up. So I went up, took a quick shower, turned on again. We're 3-3.
Yeah. It vanished.
What happened?
It vanished.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me. I was cleaning out the closet on the, Almaro Grand Slam.
Almaro Grand Slam. Girlfriend painting closet. The ex-girlfriend painting closet?
Oh, I've discovered.
That's gone. That has been disposed of. Celeste and I right here together.
Yeah, Celeste.
We bonded the other day.
Celeste texted me after that conversation. She's like, Bob just gets me. And I'm like, oh, God, don't support me. Don't support me.
Yeah. That pissed you off the
I was end. Like, oh, stop it, woman. That's what I said to my text message and not sent to my wife. But, that closet. So I'm cleaning that out. And, I was going in between pitches. I was trying to pull that move, right? Mm-hmm. And then I guess I was just a second too late, and I hear, and that ball is deep. And I'm like, oh, no. Because I knew the bases were loaded, and that's what happened. So we'll get into that today. We'll discuss the Phillies as the show goes on today. That's on the docket, as you would assume. Jamie, we're definitely going to talk some Lamar Odom, because anytime you can use the word prosthetic penis,
yeah.
I feel the words prosthetic penis, I feel like we should.
I was very proud of myself. I did said it all many times without laughing.
Did the NBA have some kind of rule where they wanted to change things up drastically on their all defensive teams?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get it. I don't get it either. And I was originally thinking about, we've been robbed, Joel Embiid disrespected, second team, what are you kidding me, right? And then I saw Kawhi Leonard was also on the second team, and I was like, oh no, somebody done messed up. Somebody done messed up good.
Yeah, the NBA, they do run campaigns. Teams will run campaigns for it. I know when I was covering the league, I'd get things in the mail. You know, you got to vote for, you know, whoever, Bledsoe, first team, all defense. And look, some people buy into it. Some media guys, we don't see Eric Bledsoe all that much. You know, you don't see it. So you read into it, and you're like, oh, wow, those are nice stats. Boom. Kawhi Leonard, oh, yeah, he's always good. But, yeah, this second team all-defensive is so much better than the first team all-defensive.
I don't – and it's no disrespect. I mean, I guess it's sure disrespect because I want to demote him. And I'm reading some of the bonuses, like Rudy Gobert, $500,000 for getting on the first team all-defensive, right? Good for him, I guess. And mm-hmm. also defensive player of the year. All right, fine, whatever. But, like, I just look at some of the names on here, and we'll go through it. Somebody messed up. Also with the NBA – I know I'm late to this party, but Drake is way overdoing it. Like, he was at the line in the Sixers series that I was like, all right, you know, all right, buddy, you know, come on, whatever. But now he is just far beyond anything that is even respectful.
I think our coach came out and said something. Was it Budenholzer?
Budenholzer came out.
Yeah, said there's no place for that. His antics.
And he's like rubbing his coach's shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, I would go over there. If I'm Nick Nurse, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Dude, don't touch me.
Like, I know you're my boss and stuff, but get the hell off me. Go sit down.
Yeah.
But it's Drake.
See, you know what? That's
it's
just
Drake.
That is no excuse.
You know, you get up there and do, you know.
He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
I get it.
Yeah. Make a song, a video ad about it, you know? Put the coach in the video.
Has he done that yet?
I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, you know, they already gave him the key to the city.
He looks like he's already filming a music video on the sideline with his antics.
Oh, yeah,
it's annoying the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You want to applaud a player airballing a free throw? Go ahead and do it. You don't have to jump out of your seat and walk halfway down the court and do it.
Or how about Giannis walks over to him and just says, we got a problem here? You know, like, I love the fans, and I used to always watch them. You know, they would get personal. And I just think to myself, yeah, I'd love if that player just came over and said, I'm sorry, did you say something personal about me?
Yeah.
And watch the fan cower.
Yeah, because basketball is totally different. They can walk right up to you.
Yeah. Like, I would love for Giannis to, well, you know, let's talk about this in the hallway after the game.
You're my guest. Come on our side.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Love to see it. Why not?
Yeah.
Think of the things we'll have to talk about the next day.
Yeah.
But then this other thing, and I almost hesitated to even get into this today because it seems like it's a very controversial topic.
Okay.
With one section of the audience. And another section of the audience is like, well, what the hell's the big deal? I don't get it.
Okay.
And I feel like that part of the people that take the story, the people that are like, oh, yeah, whatever, that's the growing side. The side that's growing in numbers.
Okay.
Chris Long.
Oh, okay, Chris Long thing. All right,
comes
out. I didn't know where you were going with this. I was a little concerned.
Chris Long admits yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show that he used marijuana throughout his career.
Okay.
And more specifically, smoked marijuana throughout his career. Was it CBD oil?
No.
No. What I'm saying is that's another form.
Oh, yeah.
That's cannabis.
Another form. I mean, some ladies that just got arrested for that. But anyway.
It's a cousin, yeah. Non-high.
Non-high.
He was using regular flour.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. And I know with our very mature group, we're going to have some fun with this today. We'll be very professional. But in all honesty, I feel like people read these stories, and I feel like whenever they come out, there's the attitude from people of, uh-oh, he smoked marijuana. And most people are like, oh, yeah, okay, he smokes marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, not some. I mean, he smoked marijuana, whatever.
I think there's been polls recently that, like, it's like over 65% of, like, the general public is okay with it being, like, legalized.
Yeah.
And the government benefiting for our purposes of the tax money that they would get.
Sure.
And ex-athletes, Todd Herrmann's was in here, and, you know, they're big on athletes. It's better than, like, the Vioxx and Toradols and all these other pain medications that they've been given for decades. It's a healthier alternative.
Right. So one thing I will say that Chris Long did or didn't do was he did not go the route of pain management. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of guys will
I think
use.
He said stress of the NFL life.
Yeah. He kind of masked it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right? He said he got more pain relief from Toradol.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't need it for that necessarily as opposed to the day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, he jumped right into it. He didn't pull any punches. He was very open and honest with it. And I like that he went snitches. He's like, I'm no snitch. I'm not going to tell you.
I ain't no dry snitch, as I think he said.
That was awesome. And I'm just laughing at it. And he goes, yeah, I am basically no dry snitch. He's not going to tell you even a percentage of the guys that do it around the NFL. Uh-huh. And he's like, the NFL's policy is a joke now. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how it was for you, Trey, because with somebody, was it PEDs that somebody pulled you? One of the people from the league came down to test you?
Oh, I got tested all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, well, because I was in program at one point.
Got the program. What an affectionate term.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know when it's happening.
Yeah.
So you know when to stop. You know what to do in order to try to, you know, to beat the test or whatever. Yeah. So the NFL, it's all kind of show me muscles. They're beach muscles, right?
Yeah,
they're just trying to flex a little bit to show that they're trying to be tough on this.
Yeah.
But it seems like more and more people just don't care.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, now it's kind of like, all right, cool. You know, back then, there's no way we could have said anything about, hey, man, yeah, I use marijuana. You know, now it's kind of it's one of those things where it's like, all right, cool, no worries.
I mean,
yeah.
It's legal in many states.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why doesn't the NFL kind of get ahead of the game?
I don't know. And to be in, say, Denver, it's like legal or decriminalized, I think is the...
Yeah, it's decriminalized in a lot of areas.
So a lot of people, like, I was just in Denver, and I walked by a couple of shops, right? I saw the shops, and I went, oh, they're
you walked by?
Yeah, I'm not. In all honesty, just I'm perusing. Not. I smoke cigars occasionally, and that's about as far as I go.
It's
all right. And I drink.
I've never smoked pot. Okay. Like, that's just me. I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
No big deal.
So I'm looking at it from this perspective. When people bring these stories up in the media, and we're bringing it up now, but I'm bringing it up as more of a social commentary that's tied into the NFL, because the NFL seems to be the sport that's still the most, oh, you better not.
Uh-huh.
And then handing out fines or suspensions or whatever might happen. I'm curious to see how many people are actually up in arms about it.
Yeah.
So if we did our Twitter poll, today on this topic, do you think, and we asked the question of, are you up in arms? Are you angry? Are you upset when you hear players use marijuana? Or should we make it more specific? NFL players use marijuana.
Yeah, just make it NFL players.
And are you upset when you see that players use marijuana? That's what we'll make our Twitter poll today.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I want, because I honestly feel as if the story has taken a complete about face from what it was even 10 years ago. I mean, and it's something completely different. It's not drugs or anything that affects your mindset, I guess. But, like, gambling. People thought, oh, gambling is a bad thing. Now it's mainstream.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, things do change over the course of time. And this is one of the things that I think is changing over the course of time.
And at one point, you can drink.
Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a thing called prohibition.
Oh, yeah, right. But, like, in no way are those two things related from, you know, what they could do to you, obviously, but or how they make you feel. Mm. But in a lot of ways, in terms of one thing that was looked down upon socially for a long time, is now legal.
Yeah.
And no, they won't do this. Well, yeah, now they can find a way to make money off it. Same way with marijuana.
Exactly.
So we'll get into that conversation today. We'll ask that question on our Twitter poll, brought to you by the great people of Window Nation. And we also have some other stuff we're going to get into, including the world of cereal today, folks. It was a hot-button issue in the 5 o'clock hour, and I can't just ignore it. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk some Phillies.
We also need to discuss what the squash championship was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the female squash championships, yeah, what they, you know, part of their gift bag.
Yeah.
For the winners.
I saw you post that story,
yeah,
and I went,
who signed off on that?
I don't know, Trey. I have never seen that as a prize in anything I've done. And I've been in the radio business now 14, 15 years almost.
Who said?
We've given away some crazy stuff. We wouldn't even do that in the sports radio world, let alone the squash world.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll get into that in a second. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Farzetta and Trey in the Morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the Morning, 610-632-0975. Wide open board if you want to get in. In this segment, we're going to discuss Chris Long and his admission, whatever, of using marijuana during his playing career. And probably still doing, whatever. Smoking, to be more specific.
He did make a Game of Thrones reference with the pod, so at least he's doing it right. He is doing it right.
Well, I just feel like this is an argument I've heard my entire life. That, oh,
he's effectively using the marijuana properly.
I'm not kidding. I had a law enforcement professor in college. I was considering going into law enforcement in my sophomore year example.
I didn't know that.
It would have been this was what I wanted to do since I was like 11 years old.
Huh.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? If I want to get into that other, you know, something I'm interested in, serving, protecting and serving.
Learn something new about my friend Mark today.
I had a cousin that was a cop, and I was like, oh, you know, maybe that's the route I should go. So I took a law enforcement class, and I had this professor that said almost verbatim what Chris Long said yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, which was more or less that the worst thing anyone on weed ever did or anything that was used marijuana ever did was order too many pizzas. A law enforcement professor told me that.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard yesterday Chris Long talking about how the guy who's smoking weed probably won't even make it to the club, so that might actually save the NFL some problems.
Uh-huh.
He's like, all they'll do is sit on their sofa and watch Game of Thrones. Now, I think that was what he said. Now, I think some of that is naive because there have been some bad stuff that's happened, of course.
Yes.
But so alcohol, and right? And there's major mm-hmm. sponsors tied into that with the NFL. So what are you going to say? Now, I do recommend if you want a good laugh or two, go ahead and scroll Pro Football Talk's Twitter page, excuse me. And the comments on this Chris Long story are nothing short of hysterical. Just go ahead and give that a scroll for yourself. But what was, the outside of the program, Trey, what was the protocol in the NFL when you were playing?
Well, so you usually, whenever you start, for us, it would start right around that first OTA when they brought you in for OTAs. And then it was always during the OTAs when they would test. So up until a training camp. So you knew you had your first OTA hit. I don't even remember what month that was. But say if it was, this month? So say if it was May.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, all right, for during that weekend or mini camp, that they would test certain groups. And then the next group isn't until June or whatever. You know, you have your next OTA in June or whatever. Then they test another section of guys. And then training camp hits. And then that's when they test the rest of the guys. So you kind of knew what was going on. So you're like, all right, let's go ahead and get clean. Get ready for the drug test. You know, here comes the drug test. And then you don't get, then they test you or don't. And then you're like, all right, I have a couple more days where I can, you know, partake.
Important question here. Do you know of anybody that used prosthetic penises?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. No.
That is a relevant question because of what came out last week. Let me rephrase that. Of the story that broke last week with Lamar Odom using a prosthetic penis to beat the, what was it, the Olympic
team? The Olympic, yeah, basketball team drug test.
Come on now. Yeah. It'd be better than that.
Yeah,
that's next level.
That's going wage.
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're doing that, you might have a bit of a problem.
Maybe.
Unless, Trey, you know people in the league that use prosthetic penises.
I have no idea with that one. But, yeah. But
how many guys are going, damn it, why did I think of that?
Yeah, so, you know, and then you just have those, you have those months in between the OTAs, so because it's going to take at least 3 to 4 weeks for you to get clean anyway. So, you know, with weed, it takes longer. So you kind of know, all right, you know, you have a couple of days where if you didn't get caught, if they didn't test you during that one part of the OTAs, then it would take another month. And then, you know, you partake for a couple of days. Then you take a look the next couple of weeks off to get clean again. You know, to get ready for another test. They don't test you. Then after that, once you get tested, you're done. You don't have to worry about it. Unless you fail a drug test, and then you end up in the program.
Okay, and then they can pop you whenever they want,
then
right?
Then you get tested like 2 or 3 times a week. You have to go
and
meet with a psychiatrist.
Yeah, right?
But it's... Yeah, you have to meet with a psychiatrist. It's kind of weird, you know? And like, you know, and they ask you, they were like, well, when you get high, do you hear voices? And I'm like, what kind of weed do you do?
You guys got something to
know. What kind of weed are you talking about? Like, you know, is that something new? You know, once I get out of this program, can we exchange information? I
mean, yeah. You got the practice bubble looking like Charlie in the chocolate factory.
Yeah, I mean,
the Loompas running around the chocolate river. Like, what are you talking about, man?
The mystery machine, the doors open, the smoke comes out. What y'all doing in there?
Yeah, let's exchange information if y'all got that over there, you know?
Makes me think of Half-Baked when Dave Chappelle runs into the scientist. He's like, Dave, scientist? Why didn't you tell me this?
Yeah, right.
We could have been hanging out months ago.
So, yeah, man. So that's pretty much how it is, you know, when it comes to the testing protocol. Now, I'm pretty sure it's a little bit different now, but pretty much the same. Once you're out of training camp, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
All right, well, I want to see how much this has changed, because I do feel like throughout the course of my life, and I know people older than me as well, older than us, I want to know how it's changed in theirs. Because you think about our grandparents, and it was Reefer Madness was the movie, right? And I know mm-hmm. like a lot of us watched that movie.
I've watched it, yeah.
Yeah, we watched the movie in college and went, oh my
what
God.
What is this propaganda? Oh
exactly. It was like, why did they show us this when they were telling us about like propaganda in World War II? So you watch that and you go, you laugh, whatever. But then the other thing is, I want to know how people have evolved with this. I want to know what point we're at right now. So our Twitter poll, Jamie, right now, we use the word upset. Upset? Did we say athletes or NFL players?
Are you upset when you see professional athletes okay. admit to marijuana use?
All right, and right now, it's at 89%. Nope.
Yeah, and a couple of people have said, like, oh, why are you using this? So, like, people thinking we're upset. We're not upset by it. Sometimes you use these polls to put an actual number on public opinion.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. that's it. We're not, yeah.
Could people not tell what the second option you made was nope? Like, that's a definitive nope. Hell no. Exactly.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, right. I will say this.
People just love to argue with polls.
My option wasn't presented! Yeah, because it's so definitive.
Yeah.
Right? There's one side or the other. And I hate asking anything more than a two-answer poll. Yes or no is what I love. That's the best, right? Yes or no. No gray area. This is a courtroom. May I approach the bench? Yes or no? Like, that's the kind of thing I like, right? Uh-huh. So we asked that question, and when any time the second option of yes or nope, nope is the second option, you should pretty much know the way the people that designed the poll think. So I'm going to go first. I'm first. Do I, when I see a story and I see a player smoking weed, do I get upset? Nope. Trey?
No.
What
do you mean?
Can I say you're asking the wrong person?
Yeah. What is the program? Okay, anyway. So I went with the definitive nope. Trey went with a snicker and no. Bob Cooney, what say you?
So here's where I think you're talking about like the history of it all. I think some people out there will look at it, and probably older people, and say, or think, wow, are they getting high and then playing? Like, is it affecting what I'm paying to watch?
Uh-huh.
Like, they're relating the two. I think we've grown to learn that's not the case.
No, it's not
the case. Guys aren't getting high to go out and play. Mm-hmm. It's guys are getting high because A, for the fun of it, and B, maybe sometimes it's also medicinal. Makes you feel better during the week, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. I'm a little bit older than you guys, not much as you say, but I have before, yes, I was never a pot smoker. I don't, you know, never did drugs, whatever. You guys know I liked it. I have my drinks and all that stuff. But I used to maybe look down on it because I didn't like it. But now, no, I'm okay. It's fine. It's fine with me as long as it's not. James, I don't know what your point's going to be here. As long as it's not performance altering.
Right.
I'm okay. I think some guys do admit. So, like, Matt Barnes was on a podcast recently and talked about how him and Steven Jackson used to burn down and go and practice and play.
I can't imagine playing a game.
I know. See, that's how I feel 99% of the athletes are. Like, I can't do it before I go play.
No,
Steven Jackson said one time he was so stoned, his first shot was like an air ball that hit the top of the backboard, and he had to like pull himself out of the game and like give himself a pep talk on the bench.
No,
and I was like, yeah, that's probably a little much.
Okay, well, yeah. So, first, yeah, Jamie, go ahead. Are you upset when you see athletes smoking marijuana?
All right. Nope.
don't you hotbox the studio over there?
No,
right?
I don't care at all. They're all grown ass adults. I think it should be legal and yada yada.
Well, hold on. This story with Steven Jackson, though, I remember that coming out.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off.
Well, yeah, that's probably a little much.
To know when that pisses me off.
But the other part of it,
if I'm a fan of that team, I'm like, oh, but really, bro, you can't wait till after the game.
Also, I don't like the story of Ron Artest running out to get Hennessy at halftime of a game. Like, I don't want you drinking.
Drinking's worse.
I want my team to win.
Yeah.
I don't want any performance-hindering drugs.
Yes.
Like, even performance-enhancing, I'm like, well, you shouldn't have done that, but thanks for hitting those home runs. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. But I don't mind a player doing that on his own time. Don't do that on my time, Bob, as you pointed out, that I'm paying for the ticket, right? Mm-hmm. I'm paying to go see the game.
And it's changed a lot. I mean, Art Donovan, an old-time defensive lineman, had a great story about how he sacked Bobby Lane one time, a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, sacked him, and he's, you know, getting off him. He goes, Jesus, Bobby, how late were you out last night? You stink like alcohol. And he goes, last night, who says I wasn't taking shots at halftime? That was funny back then. You know, that was like, oh, that was, that perception has changed into is what it is now, and mine has also. Like, back in the day, no, I hated to see an athlete getting busted for smoking pot or having pot in his car. Like, I hated that. Mm. But now, you know, you grow and you understand it.
I used to read those stories when I was younger, and I remember, was it AI got caught early on in his career? Who got caught early on his career with marijuana? I mean, am I narrowing it down?
Corral Buckhalter?
Yeah, that's right.
We messed with him bad about that. What were you guys thinking? But you know,
blasting blunts on South Street.
Okay, yeah. That's all. Just hanging out. Just a normal day.
Yeah, normal.
So I remember reading that story, and when was he a rookie? Was it his rookie year?
Yeah, I think it was his rookie year.
Whenever that.
I love Buck.
Okay, yeah. Was I in college? However old I was, I just remember reading that story and going, oh. What is he doing, man? Like, thinking it was terrible. And now society has changed so much where I think people still try to get you to clickbait headlines with a lot of stuff. And it's like, oh, okay. Next story.
Yeah.
Let me click on and let me see what that child actor looks like nowadays. You know, whatever. Yeah. Let me go to the story at the bottom of the story kind of thing.
It's funny because Corral Buckholder's agent called me not long after that happened. And I wasn't covering the Eagles or anything like that. I was in the business and I think they were just looking for some outside person to come in and do a story on him. So we met in a house over in Voorhees, New Jersey, Corral and I. And we had a long conversation and we talked and he was open and honest about it. And he's like, and he did have the line to me. He says, you know, don't you smoke? And I was like, well, no, I don't. He goes, well, do you drink? I said, yeah, I like my beer. And he goes, any day. He just looked at me and goes, what's the difference? And this was, I don't know how long ago it was, 15 years ago, whatever it was, maybe more. And I didn't have an answer for him. Like, yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. Mm-hmm. I like to, when I'm done work, I like to sit back and have a couple beers. Okay, he goes, I don't drink. Or whatever he said, he goes, I like to sit back and maybe smoke a joint. I'm not hurting anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I hear you. And that was something that resonated with me, you know, when I interviewed him for that story.
I was, I think, 17 years old when the Corral Buckholder started. And I just remember, oh, that poor young man. I hope he gets the help he needs. Like, I remember.
Yeah, right?
I remember that being the vibe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get older or whatever.
Do you think Josh Gordon was sitting around yesterday going, really, Chris?
Like, damn it, man.
Well, I think Josh Gordon's got other problems.
No, he does. Yeah. But, like, most of it's been marijuana related in terms of, you know, failing tests.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going, oh, damn it.
Well, Ricky Williams.
Yeah. I mean, I think he owns a pot business now.
He does. I think it's a pot
training center. Like, I think it might be something. I'll have to look it up.
Like, train you how to grow it?
No, like.
Train you how to smoke it.
Like a gym. Like a cannabis-friendly gym. Because a lot of people, I know some guys in college that used to lift better when they would be stoned.
Yeah, because
like they got more, you feel the pump more, I guess.
Yeah, certain strands give you the, you know.
Okay.
So I think Ricky did something like that. Like, well, I think he's got like a fitness weed center type of thing. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I was talking to a friend of mine's mom. Like, I was going out with a buddy of mine a couple of months back, right? And they were telling me about their friend, who's a, you know, 65-year-old woman, whatever. And she was telling me about her, and she goes, do you know what she has to do now to help her with her pain? She's been ill. And she goes, you know what she has to do now? You know what she has to resort to? Marijuana. And like that was the attitude, and I was just like, oh, am I supposed to act upset? I'm like, what's my role here? First off, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. But second, I don't think that's a bad thing anymore. And they're like, it's just a shame.
And we're going to go over there and hang out a little later. I'm bringing the cookies.
I was going to say, yeah, I'll bring the Doritos.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be good to go. But it is different, though. I have a friend whose mother is you know, up in age. And like you said, Mark, same thing. And they've resorted to that now. Obviously, you don't judge and you feel so bad. But you have to think, like, wow. How things have changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is a lady who's in her upper 80s or whatever who probably at one time had what you said. Ooh, you're not doing that marijuana stuff, are you? You know, to their kids or whatever growing up. And now here they are at an age where it's helpful to them to just get through life every day.
Right. The other part of it is that I know a lot of another popular argument is that when people do it, they're lazy. They just sit around and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's on their own time.
That's called indica. Just get yourself a sativa.
Yeah,
you're
get
good.
Your sativa. Like, you're all right. You'd be a little bit more angry.
What? I go, if I want to sit on my sofa and be not productive, like I can turn it off finally, right? Then I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But now my version of doing that, of totally spacing out and just doing something that doesn't matter, is like playing 20 minutes of a video game, right? Like, that's where I am not productive to the world. Leave me alone. That's my me time.
Have you ever played a video game on weed, man?
Jamie, you disappointed me. That reference came 7 minutes after I thought it would. I told Trent.
Yeah.
No, but John Stewart, you're awesome. But
did you ever see the bag with a $20 bill? On weed, man.
This guy's in the bushes. But even that movie.
Red Team, go.
All right, Half-Baked was the movie industry's apology for Reefer Madness. Yeah. Like, however, it was 70 years later, whatever. I don't know how it really 50 years later, whatever. But, I understand what you're saying. But when a player does it before a game, that bothers me. Mm. Just as if they were to drink before a game, that would bother me. Anything that would hinder your performance from being the best it could possibly be is what would bother me. But what doesn't is if they're on their own time, they're sitting at home, they're at a friend's house, whatever, and they want to do that for either recreation or pain management, then by all means, like, as long as it's not affecting you in your job, have at it. And I think that's where most people are nowadays.
Yeah.
And we're going to be updating this poll. We're going to be updating on this poll throughout the show today to get people's real vibe on it.
It is overwhelmingly no still with like 500 votes.
Already 500 votes. Yeah. We just put it up in this last break.
And it's like 89% no.
excuse me? Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
That is definitive no. Nope. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. All right, coming up, very interesting Phillies game last night. It started out really well for the Phillies, and then it ended horribly for the Phillies, unfortunately. And it was a battle of Coles. We're going to walk through this game from yesterday, and I'm going to go ahead and explain to you why I have to see this game. Just my own personal view. I am saying this knowing that I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, in all honesty, it's how I feel. This is a must-win for the Phillies tonight. This afternoon. To be able to split this series, at least, with an upper echelon team in the National League, before you go into Milwaukee to face the Brewers, this right here tonight, in May, I'm saying it on May 23rd of a baseball season. Bob?
I'm writing it down.
You know what? I just popped up on my timeline.
What's that?
Phoenix Suns forward Rashawn Holmes arrested in South Florida Wednesday for marijuana possession. Holmes is accused of having a joint that was hot and smoldering in his cup holder. Literally just popped up.
And then Florida has been decriminalized as well.
Has it really?
So why?
I don't know.
See, that goes against my policy, though. That's my marijuana policy. That's my pot policy. just sit at home. Just relax.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's where it gets on. Just don't be stupid. Like anything else. Drinking is legal, but it's not legal if you're driving a car.
Right.
So why would you do it then? Why would you go driving down South Street with a joint? Like, don't be stupid.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll be upset with you for being an idiot.
Right. I will sit on my sofa and I will have a drink or a few, and I will sit on my sofa. I'm not, they're not finding Jack Daniels in my cup holder. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
610-632-0975. We got Damon in West Philly. Open lines after that. 610-632-0975. And something else we're going to tell you in this next segment, why Cole Hamels will always have a special place in my heart, in all of our hearts. And I'll tell you right now, it has nothing to do with the World Series. The story that came out yesterday about Cole Hamels, I'm almost getting misty right now.
You are.
I'm almost getting misty right now. We're going to talk about that in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning, 610-632-0975. I'll go through some of the comments with Chris Long in a second here, but like I said, just about the top of the hour, we'll get into the Phillies game last night and what Cole Hamels did before the game. It was almost tear-jerking. Like, there are people, like, Trey, you'll always be an Eagle.
Yeah.
You'll never not be an Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I did enjoy the cup of coffee you had in San Diego.
Yeah, it was
and like, the pancake breakfast.
If it was a cup of coffee. It was a latte.
There was a latte.
Yeah, with a fish taco.
No, they... Sounds like the worst thing ever.
Doesn't it?
Ooh. It's a lot of milk and fish.
Yeah, that's not a good
thing. That's hashtag NBA actually, poop city.
I think I got to go to the bathroom after just saying that.
Yeah. Poops. I'm picturing the Rip City t-shirts that they sell.
With like the poop emoji?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. It's like, hey, Poop City, sup? It's like, Poop City? Yeah, lattes and fish tacos for everybody. By the way, Jamie, I'll always say this, and I heard you talking about this at the 5 o'clock hour. You're a monster for not liking milk. You're a monster.
Oh, milk is disgusting.
Like, I don't judge people on, like, I don't tell people how
to eat. I'll put in my coffee and my cereal, but... A straight glass of milk?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Just crisp
peanut
crisp
butter
glass.
And jelly sandwich and a glass of milk?
It's just un-American to not love that.
I think it's because it was chip cookies and milk. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna blow your mind right now. I'm going to blow your mind. You know those soft serve, the soft cookies, right? You can buy the chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy any brand. The soft cookie, right? Put them in the microwave for like 20 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Pull those puppies out. Ooh. A nice ice cold glass of milk sitting right there.
Oh, you lost me there.
Oh,
the rest
you're welcome.
Really good.
No, you're welcome. If they just like mom made right for Christmas, those cookies right out of the oven. Can't even put them in the basket yet because you're scarfing them down one at a time. Yeah, no. Those little whatever brand cookies you like. So Trey, you gotta try it.
Yeah.
It's the way to go, man.
Well, you like milk, right, Trey?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Damn right. Look at that. Look, milk did that body good. This man's 7 foot tall.
What do you drink with cookies if you don't drink milk, Jane?
Nothing.
You know, there's one scene in Step Brothers that makes me throw up, and it's not the white dog crap scene.
Yeah.
It's when the dad goes to the bar on Christmas. He's like, I'm going to go to the Cheesecake Factory. And he's probably going to join Mike at KOP, who just popped on the line. We'll talk to him in a second. But he's eating a cookie and drinking whiskey.
Okay. I'd much prefer that.
That's gross. That's gross.
See,
to me.
My
extremely
dad,
sweet, and then what do you call it? Not whatever I would call whiskey. Whatever.
One of my dad's favorite treats was when he had a little bit of whiskey. Was he always wanted chocolate with it?
Really?
Yeah. And then look, staunch Irishman, so like he knew what he was doing. But
who am I to argue with a Cooney?
Yeah,
when it comes
like
to that?
I looked at it and frowned upon it, but oh no, that was his go-to. He rarely had whiskey, but when he did, he loved a piece of chocolate with it.
That's amazing. Yeah, I can't go there. But I will say this. So back to Cole Hamels real quick.
Mm-hmm.
He did said something yesterday that just tugged. It just absolutely hit you in the emotions. It got you in the feels. Damon, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Damon?
Hey, what's happening, Mark? Good morning, fellas.
Morning, brother.
I kind of wish we would have been able to bring Cole back, man. He's one of my favorite players, man. And Jamie, that was a cookie Irvin threw up yesterday on that Grand Slam, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Speaking of cookies.
Yeah, really. It was.
But listen, this marijuana talk got me intrigued. Like, Bob, I don't know if you remember back in the day, Vinny Johnson on the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
He
microwave, number 15.
I know you remember the play, but do you remember he would come to the game? His eyes were always bloodshed red. Boy, I'm like 9 or 10 years old. I'm like, dude, have to be doing something because growing up, you know, and you see people getting high, you knew the eyes were red. That was a sign, right?
Yeah.
So you think about players like Robert Parrish, who had the marijuana delivered to his house, and then the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, admit it.
Yeah.
He got high for medicinal purposes before every game, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, I'm with you guys, like, on your own time, maybe, but, I mean, it works for Kareem, obviously, but I just have a thing about it, you know what I mean? If you're doing it before a game, because it can impede you. It can impede you in many ways.
So. I don't want a player on any substance. Like, yeah, I don't want him on anything before I watch them play.
Like
performance enhancing or performance hindering. I don't want him on anything.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick before I go. So I'm listening to D's show the other day, and I get you guys' take on this, man. Like, this guy, I'm tired of the narrative that the West is a more superior conference than the East. And I say it to say, you look at, like, Golden State, obviously, a dominant team, right? But they blew to those teams. The Eastern Conference, to me, has gotten way better than what people have said in the past. I'm just tired of that narrative. I don't know if you guys feel the same. It's just, to me, it's balanced out a little bit more. I mean, you still have Golden State. I mean, they're the champs, obviously. But to keep saying the West is a more superior thing. And I don't believe Houston could beat us. I don't believe things like that because they're just a one man game to me. So there's certain teams I wouldn't put up in that level, but that's just my thought on that. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, narrative has changed because the team that is very dominant is Golden State. Like, that's the team you worry about, right? But even the Raptors, didn't they beat them both times they faced them? I think they beat them both times they faced them. That's the team. The Rockets are obviously a threat. But yeah, you look at the East, I think it's far more competitive. But still, when you have the reigning champions and the team that keeps going back to the finals as well, like the Warriors, yeah, you still get the tip of the cap, I think.
Yeah, I think here's what I equate it to. Since Kobe got out, I think it's become the East top to bottom is better, but you still have the best team in the West. Because when Kobe was still here, you had five or six teams in the West that were better than the best team in the East.
Mm.
You kind of did for a while there. So I think that if you're going to go overall, I'll take the East. Obviously, top team is still Golden State.
Certainly. 610-632-0975. Let's get Mike and KOP up here. What's up, Mike?
Hey, first off, Fairlife milk, the triple flavored milk, is delicious. I highly recommend it. We keep it in the house.
The triple, what happened? Triple soy?
Triple filtered.
Triple filtered?
Ooh, yeah. I never even heard of this.
My wife gets the almond milk stuff.
This is different.
Yeah.
Almond milk's problematic.
Yeah, I heard milk has...
I don't drink milk from
that. It takes like 3 gallons of water to make like one liter of almond milk or something.
Go figure. Milk a cow. Live a little.
I just wanted to go with some caller-on-caller crime here. I'm going to add Mike from Del Ran onto my hate list here.
Wow! What is wrong with you? Why?
All I can imagine is that this is some, like, JV football jacket wearing, still going to his high school saying, talking about his glory days with Bruce Springsteen's glory days playing in his old 80s
Iron. I have met those people, and that person is not Mike and Del Ran.
Tell him to keep his... my name out of his stupid mouth with his stupid opinions. I'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Wow.
He went with the IROC.
Caller fight. He did go with the IROC.
IROC. T-Tops.
I hate when callers fight. I really do. Just like,
can't we all get along, hey, guys?
That's exactly what I'm going
Unless
for.
Unless it's Ingy. You can pick on Ingy.
Oh, yeah. Fair game.
You can pick on Mike, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got some terrible takes, and I like to tell him they're terrible.
I'd like to see Mike and Ingy go at it.
Oh, Mike and KOP, not Mike and Del Ran.
No, Mike and KOP.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Mike has accepted the challenge, quote-unquote, of battling Ingy in some way, shape, or form. Maybe we do it at FanFest.
That would be very enjoyable awesome. For a lot of people,
I think. Is coming, by the way. Which you haven't heard. It's coming. Mm. The entire summer of this.
I think there may be an announcement coming up at some point.
It could be. It probably will be. 610-632-0975. By the way, with the NBA, just real quick to put a bow on that, and I will revisit it a little bit later, but the first and second team, all defensive teams, and Bob right away laughs. First team, Rudy Gobert, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George, Marcus Smart, Eric Bledsoe. Those are very nice players,
mm-hmm.
All right? And Giannis is most likely an MVP, right?
Yeah.
Second team, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid, Drew Holiday. When I saw Joel Embiid made second team, I was like, ugh, that was feels like a bit of a slight at the man. And I'm like, don't be a homer. And then I saw Kawhi Leonard on the second team, and I went, somebody screwed up. Somebody screwed up big time when it came to this first and second all-defensive team thing in the NBA. Ridiculous. Nothing short of ridiculous.
Well, Joel Embiid's not going to make first team anytime soon because it's the overriding popular vote. You know, like, okay, if I'm still covering the Sixers, how many games of Rudy Gobert did I honestly see this year?
Right.
You're going by word of mouth. You're going by, who's first team? Oh, Rudy Gobert. Okay. I'll vote for him.
You said they actually campaign for this? Like, they'll send you stuff?
Oh, my God, yeah. Well,
who's sending you stuff?
T-shirts?
The NBA? Or?
Oh, yeah. I still have I have Kemba Walker shirts from years back, like breakout player there, you know, or whatever. Six-man award things, posters, glasses. Yeah, people will campaign hard for it, no question.
So is it their agents or is
it's
it the NBA?
Team. Oh, it's the team that's going to... No, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It would be...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.